Hi, I'm Lorene Franciscani, principal at Warfield Elementary School, which is in Indiantown, Florida. Serving such a high poverty population, we have tremendous vocabulary issues, and it was very obvious in the test scores for the school. In the reading information we got back, the areas that were glaringly low were word analysis, word meaning, comprehension, which of course was affected by word meaning and our lack of knowledge of word meaning. So we really knew that we had to tackle that vocabulary area and try and build children's use of the language and understanding of the language. Well, one of the first things, and we've done this approach with a number of our weak areas, did research online and found out, you know, who were the names of people that were doing work with vocabulary development, and Beck's name kept coming up over and over again. And then in the state of Florida, we have, through our Department of Education, something called the Florida Center for Reading Research. And one of the services that they provide is information on the five key components of reading. So in looking through some of the PowerPoints that they have online with speeches, those their personnel had delivered at key conferences, that was where I first found Isabel Beck's book. I had seen research articles about her online, but that was where I first saw the book. And we brought it to school. We purchased about 15 copies initially and brought it to school, shared it with teachers, told them, you know, what the basis of her research was and what we were hoping we were going to be able to accomplish with it, and would people be interested in participating in a study group. So our reading coach formulated a study group after school, and it was completely voluntary, and she really had a nice cross-section of who came, different grade levels. And at that point in Beck's book, she describes how you classify words and how a teacher, through using trade literature, can make selections of important words to share with children. In her book, Building Robust Vocabulary, she delineates words in three tiers. And her tier one refer to more common language words, common nouns and verbs, which really don't require a lot of instruction. Mom, dad, table, chair, baby, ball. Words that children tend to pick up fairly easily. Her tier three words are the academic content language, which is very specific to a content area. More of our science vocabulary, math vocabulary, very specific social studies vocabulary that relates to that area. And then tier two words are these other words that lend themselves to, I think one of the nice things about her tier two words that she talks about, it really lends itself to not just learning those words, which are very descriptive, very applicable to a variety of situations, but her strategy includes children learning synonyms and antonyms for those words. So not only are you learning these keywords, but you're learning other words that share the meaning or words that are the opposite of, which opens up a number of other words to children that perhaps they wouldn't have come in contact with. So that's how we started, and people in Beck's book, she suggests trade books you can use. She talks about, she makes selections within certain trade books and tells you which ones she would choose. So teachers have lots of information about how to implement the program. And that's how people started doing it in their rooms. So as they were participating in the study group, they would read a little bit, go back and try an idea, try it with a book, see if it worked for them. And people got very excited about it. After that year, Isabel Beck actually had a program which was published by Pearson through Steck Vaughn, and it's called Elements of Reading Vocabulary. And that particular program took a lot of the legwork out of it for teachers because it provides an anthology of literature with the words already selected for you. One of the very nicest things about it is it provides for the teachers these incredible pictures, which we know for second language learners are key to learning. It provides these great pictures that illustrate the meaning of these words. And anyone that's been a teacher would know how long you could search for a picture that matches a word as beautifully as these do. So that's an integral part of the program, the visualization of what this word means. Children in the BEX program that we're using elements of reading vocabulary, she gives them suggestions for activities they can do in the classroom. So there's lots of physical involvement with words. There's play with words. They're conversing with each other using the words. There's a tally system involved, so they get credit every time one of their new words is being used. So it really has a lot built in to encourage children to use these new words, learn these new words, enjoy these new words, have fun with language. The nice thing about it is it gives teachers, I think once they use it for a while, they then have this, they are very comfortable with whatever piece of literature they pick up, selecting some own words. So their own words. They're not limited to the ones that she has selected through her particular program, but are able to use her approach with how to teach children the meaning of new words with any words they come in contact with.